is where the parsha starts. Vayakum Moshe is called Adas Bnei Israel. And Moshe gathers all the Adas, the Ada, the congregation of Bnei Israel. And specifically, the Torah uses the word Adas. Adas comes from the word Das, or Da, the idea of a witness. Called Adas Bnei Israel, the witness, the people that are give testimony, the people that say witness of Bnei Israel. What does this mean? So the Ari writes, we're going to learn a little desire, but with Behechtim, the first, what the Ari writes, the Arizal writes, that is based also on a psikta, that the Pasuk Vayakol, Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe specifically gathers Kol Yisrael, is specifically a tikkun, a rectification for a previous type of kahal, a previous type of gathering, where it says Vayakol, that the people gather together, the which comes from oimus, which represents the weakness of the people. There's different ways how Kal Yisrael are called. They call Kal Yisrael, Adas Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, but the Am is the weakest form, which means represents the lowest level. That the people gathered, in the story of the golden calf, it says that they gathered, which means that they gathered on their own. There was sort of a mass gathering that morphed into this type of mob mentality of a collective that desire to create the golden calf. And the tikkun for that is Vayakol Moshe Kedal Das Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe himself has to gather the people, which is that it's specific. Let's see what the Zohar has to say. The Zohar in the previous parsha Kisisa, the Zohar talks about the pasuk that says that the men took off the rings of the women for the gold and the silver to create the golden calf. So it's, the pasuk says that they pulled it off. So the Zohar says that the again, the lower level of people, the lower level of consciousness within people. What does it mean by yisparku, that they pulled off? So the Zohar said this is yisparku ma'oil shamay de pakelus Moshe. That prikas oil, that idea of a sparkle means that they threw off the yoke of heaven. Prikas oil, that they threw off the yoke of heaven. And who was that? That was the heir of Rav. Like it says in this week's parsha, the Zohar continues in this week's parsha, that the pasuk says over here that Vayakol Moshe is called Asmenei Yisrael, and then it says, Me'itchem Truma Lashem, they should each take from with amongst you. So the Zohar says, Me'itchem Vaday, certainly from amongst you, which means from amongst Klal Yisrael. And not, V'loikav the Mishkan, not like it said before, when they were first building the Mishkan, or the first tzivu of the Mishkan that Moshe received, according to, there's a Machlaikas in the Rishonim already, when when the Mishkan was built, was before, after, or even when the tzivu was built, was told to build a Mishkan before, after the Chet Ha'Egel. But according to the Zohar, the tzivui was given to Moshe before, the command was given before, and Moshe only told Kal Yisrael afterwards. So before it says, Me'ez kol ish ashe devan alipa, from everybody. Lachlola koilon, the Zohar says, that includes everybody. Also the Erev Rav, in Erev Rav Gavayo, even the Erev Rav, which we'll see what this means, it was also amongst them. But now, Me'itcha means to the exclusion of the Erev Rav, not the Erev Rav. That v'yisparku, that idea that there was a prikas oil, is connected to a throwing off of the yoke of heaven, is particularly connected to the heir of Rav. And now, v'yekal Moshe called Das Bnei Yisrael, Moshe has to do a tikkun for this, a rectification for that, and Moshe has to gather the people. The basic difference is that before there was a mass hysteria, Moshe didn't show up in the sixth hour, in the in-between time. Moshe doesn't show up. And then the Erev Rav convinced the people that now we should create an Avodah Zarah, an idol worship, God forbid, and to serve this idol. But the way the Torah describes this is that they v'yisparku, which means that they pulled off, they ripped off from their wives the gold. It represents a state of hysterical hysteria, of a collective hysterical hysteria. There's some type of mass movement when people are, swept up in this type of frenzy. They had like a spiritual or physical frenzy, And because of that frenzy, because of this mass hysteria, they went ahead and they spoke and they acted wildly. And Chazal tell us that even it was a serving of idols, but it also was connected with Gila Arois, Sheikh Hasdam is also connected to all the other terrible things that a person could do in this world, especially with this like openness and promiscuity and this complete lack of boundaries. This is because people were swept up in a type of hysteria. And in the hysteria, there's a lack of individuality. There's a lack of das. There's a lack of conscious awareness. So Moshe called us when he saw Moshe gathered the people. Moshe, who is the bechina of das, Moshe represents the consciousness, the idea, who is embodied, the archetype of the midah of das. Because every single character in the Torah, which we said many times, certainly according to the Sefer Soyd, represents not just a person, also a person, but also an archetype, which is a type of quality. Moshe represents the bechina of das. Moshe represents the idea of das, of awareness, of a place of distinction. Das is a place of avdalah, a place of separation. Das avdalah minayin, the idea of separation. It's a place of bechira. Bechira is in the place of das. So when a person has das, a person is conscious and mindful and aware. Moshe now gathers the people, but he does it differently. In the original gathering of people, which created Vayisparku Kolam, it created this throwing off of all boundaries, throwing off of all limitations. The people were swept up in this frenzy, in this hysterical collective frenzy. Then it says the people went wild. Vayisparku, Prika Soil, they had this wildness. And there was this was the beginning of the descent, because it was a collective. What Moshe has to do, according to what the Torah is saying, is Moshe has to collect Vayakal Moshe, and Moshe is specifically the Bechina of Das. It's a level of conscious awareness. And he has to bring it to Kol Das Bnei Yisrael. He has to bring Klal Yisrael also to a point of Das, of awareness. The downfall of Klal Yisrael originally came because of the Erev Rav. What is the Erev Rav? This is what the Zohar, in the beginning of this week's portion, speaks about, the idea of separating, that it has to be Truma. Here we have to tithe for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Mishkan Nikar Mikdash. The idea is Me'itcham, specifically from you, and not Kolish, not every single person. Because now we have to separate the Erev Rav from the collective. What is the Erev Rav? The Erev Rav represents and embodies a quality of Rav. It's an Erev, it's a mix, it's a mixing of multitude. But it's a consciousness of Rav. The consciousness of Rav is a collective. A lot of things, a lot. This idea of a lot, which when it's trickled down into behavior, becomes a lot of people gathered together, but not as individual people with their own individuality that are coming together to create a harmony of a whole, which is that every single person has their particular way, and in their particular way they're coming together as a collective, but everyone just swept into this collective frenzy. And this is the danger of a collective. The danger of a collective is that it wipes out the individuality of people, of most people, like all collectives and societies. Wherever there was a dream of creating a collective, it eradicated the individuality of society. And certain people rise to the top, the people that always rise to the top. But the general people lose their individuality, lose their free choice, and they're swept up in this type of frenzy. And therefore, they wish to just give everything away and completely without any boundaries or any limitations. We see this already also in this week's parsha, when even though Moshe is das, the idea of awareness, and he's going to gather the people, kol das bnei Yisrael, he's going to give them das, he's going to give them conscious awareness of individuality, of separation, of a space that they can contain themselves within their own space. It says mar b'hom la'aviyah, there was a proclamation that was given, that Moshe Rabbeinu said enough. Which means that you're giving too much. What does it mean that you're giving too much? Giving too much means because they were giving from a place, not a healthy place of das. They were just they were morphing back to the same place that brought them to the sin of the golden calf. The same place that brought them to the sin of the golden calf, which was that there was a collective hysteria, and maybe even a spiritual hysteria. There's a saying by the Kotzker and the Varka once talking to each other, and they said, how come Hashem forgave? Story, the Torah says Chalachti Kitvaracha, that the Salicha was given, forgiveness was given for the golden calf, but it was not given for the story of the Meraglim. And the Varka said that the reason is because when it comes to the story of the Chet Egel, it says the sin of the golden calf, it says that the Veisablo, the people felt bad, they gave a krechs, they felt bad. And it doesn't say that till much later on with the story with the Meraglim, with the spies. So the Varker said, the Varker Rebbe said, this, the reason for that is because when a Yid gives a krach, when a person gives a cry and breaks himself, then Hashem is forgiving. That's his vart. You do the Varker, it's known that the Varker and the Kotzker were Bar Plukte, they were friends, but they were Bar Plukte, and they were both Talmidim of Rabbinim, of Pishcha, that the Kotzker said, no, the reason is because by Chet HaMeraglim, by Chet HaEgel, they wanted to live in the land. They didn't want to live in the land. So they believed the spies, they didn't believe in the spies. But by the Chet HaEgel, they were looking for Likus. And when a person looks for Likus, they're looking for the divinity. It was a spiritual desire. It was a spiritual desire to connect to something that they had Moshe Rabbeinu, they lost Moshe Rabbeinu, they experienced Matan Torah, their experience, the giving of the Torah, their experience, this transcendental experience of where they can see what they normally hear, they hear what they normally can see, they had this out-of-body experience, and they literally left their bodies in a spiritual way, and they experienced everything that they had, and then Moshe was no longer, that they were seeking, there was a bikush for Likus, there was a desire to be connected to Hashem. It was, of course, misdirected, but the desire was a spiritual desire to connect to the everything, and because of that, in this misdirected spiritual desire, they wanted to get rid of everything, and all boundaries, and break all boundaries of division, of family order and structure, and even, and it led to all the types of things of and led to all the three cardinal sins. This is what the story of the golden calf. So when Klal Yisrael Vayakal Moshe gathers them, and he does this with Das, does it for a tikkun. He's creating a tikkun for the Vayakal Kolam, that the people gather, Vayakal Kolam, that the people gather on their own. That they gather on their own, doesn't say that anyone gathered them. That's the definition of a mass, a group of hysterical mass, of this type of frenzy, when people are whipped up in their frenzy. It's Vayakal, the people just gather together. We see this, unfortunately, today, very all around the world, where people are just swept up into like mass movements, and no one's really thinking this through. There's no das. There's no Vayakal Moshe, it's called Das B'nei Yisrael. There's no Moshe. There's no das. There's no bechina of das, understanding what is actually going on. But when people are swept in, so when Klal Yisrael says, when Moshe Rabbeinu gathers them, then they start giving all the monies and giving all their materials to build a Mishkan, and they're giving everything. They're giving everything away. So the Medrash says, this is similar to a person that walks into a child that inherited a lot of money. The first time he walks into a city, and the people say, we have to build a theater. And a theater then in Chazal, in the times of Gemara, was a place of gladiators, and it was a horrible place. And it was a terrible place. And he says, okay, how much is the theater? How much does it cost to build a theater? And he says, it costs $100,000. He says, I'm going to give $1 million. Because he throws all the money. And then he has tshuva, and he goes to the next city, and they say, okay, we're going to build a base medrash. We're going to build a house of study. We're going to have a base tefillah, a place to daven, a base a shul. And he says, how much does the shul cost? $100,000. I'm going to give $1 million. He says the same frenzy, the same hysteria, the same way that he was giving before to a theater is now he's giving to a shul. This is Mar B'Hom Lavia. Hashem says, stop. Moshe Rabbeinu says, stop. This is not the way you have to do it. You have to do it with seichel, with das, with order. And this is the tikkun. So the Eir of Rav, who comes from the place of Rav, of a collective, of many, the Zohar says that in this week's parsha, Yaakov Moshe called us Yisrael, he says, only Bnei Yisrael, Me'itchem, only from you, and only specifically from you, because we're not going to be in the consciousness of the Eir of Rav, of mass, and everyone's just going to do everything together. And this, the way the Torah phrases this and couches this story, is that it first speaks about the idea of Shabbos. And this is really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is an introduction. Shabbos is essentially the idea, the foundation of what the Mishkan is, because Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Shabbos has 6 days of the week, which means every single day has a particular type of expression. One day is Chesed, one day is Gvura. Every single day is a particular expression. And then comes the idea of Shabbos, which is the resting of doing. When you rest of doing and you're being in a state of being, that's unity. Because when a person is doing, one person does it this way, another person does it another way. One person thinks one way, another person thinks another way. The only thing that people are equal in is when they're not doing, when they're being. So Shabbos is the collective. Shabbos is the place of is the world of Achdus, the world of unity, because people are not doing. But the only way to get to Shabbos, the only way to be in this place of the collective, that there should be a collective, there should be a group, is the Torah saying the only way to get to Shabbos is particularly through the work week. That every single day you have to signal out this day as a specific day. Today is Sunday, today is Monday, today is Yom Rishon, today is Yom Sheni. Every single day has its own particular quality and has to be utilized, that quality. This isn't talking about on the level of time. And it's also talking on the level of the Nefesh Adam. Later on, the Zohar, there's a very long Zohar this week, Parshas Vayakal, and it talks about Shabbos, and it talks about about the fire, and it talks about Matzah Shabbos, and it talks about going to the mikveh before Shabbos, and the chitz before Shabbos. It's a very long Zohar. But towards the end of the Zohar this week, the Zohar says on the pasuk that says Va'orach Tzadikim Ka'or Noida Hoylech Va'or Anachan Ayoyim, that the path of Tzadikim, Va'orach Tzadikim. So the Zohar says Va'orach Tzadikim Ma Bein Orach LaDerech. What's the difference between an Orach, a path, and a derech, and a way? In Hebrew, there are two words. One is called an oirach, and one is called a derech. What is the difference? Hokumuna. Ha'ava oirach hu da'ashti esbatach v'esgalya. V'esavet ba'asar oirach. D'loi k'sishu ben raglan mekanus dina. Derech, k'ma ta'amar k'derech bagas, d'ashti ben raglan koman deboi. That the difference between an oirach and a derech, says the Zohar, is the oirach is someone that's carving out a path that's becoming revealed now for the first time, that no one ever tread on this path. It's a new path. A derech, a way, is something that Mekadmos Nabim, even already prior to this, people have already walked this path. So the difference between an oirach and a path, and a derech and a way, or these two words are two different words for the word path and a way, is that an oirach means that it's a new way. And the reason the Zohar is saying this at the end of this week's parsha is very much connected to what it's talking about at the beginning of the parsha. That Vayakel Moshe called Aspen Yisrael, Moshe is saying, I want each one of you, in order for us to get to a point of Shabbos, in order for us to get to a point where we're creating a collective, which means we're going to create a Mishkan. A Mishkan is going to be a place that we're all going to be connected to. It's going to be our central focus. That's the place that we're going to bring the Karbanos. That's the place we're going to experience Nevuah. That's the place where the Aron is going to be. That's the place where the Mizbeach is going to be. In order for us to create the space of the collective, we need to first, each individual person, from what you are, from who you are, you need to contribute. Just like the 6 days after Lita to Shabbos, the same thing, that's on the level of time, the same thing also on the level of consciousness. In order to create a healthy collective, a collective that is going to be Vayakal Moshe Kalas Bnei Yisrael, it's going to be for a tikkun on Vayakal Kol Ha'am, that the people gather on their own, which is this mass hysterical group that this rose up on its own because of some type of external factor that created this hysteria. In order for it to be a collective in a healthy way, in a holy way, in a wholesome way, everyone has to have their oirach. Everyone has to have their path, their particular path. Me'itchem, every person has their specific way of being in this world. And Hashem says, I want you, if we're going to build a mishkan together for the collective of all Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, and not with the Erev, not with a lot, but as a collective, as a true collective, in order to create this collective, I need each one of you, me'itchem, from who you are, I need you to carve out a path for yourself. I need you to come to the Beis HaMikdash and contribute to the Beis HaMikdash, contribute to building this collective from your specific and indigenous space. What are you in this world? How are you in this world? What are your talents in this world? What are your way of being in this world? How do you think? How do you feel? And that's the way you're going to be in this world, and do that well. If you have these particular talents, use those talents. And another person has another talents, use the other talents. Utilize everything that Hashem says, everything that I gave you, me'itchem, from you, from who you are, and that's the way you're going to connect it with me. And then when you're going to create a collective that's based on the havdalah, the das, the separation between each individual person, where each individual person has their distinction, has their uniqueness, has their own oirach, has their own individual path, or way, and then they all morph together and they come together as the collective, then indeed it's going to be a beautiful place of Hasharas HaShechinah. Then there's going to rest, Hasharas HaShechinah will be the rest of the Shechinah will rest there, and that will be a place where Hashem says, I will rest therein, I'll rest in each one of your hearts, and this both personally and collectively, and we'll able to draw down the presence of Hashem in this world by each individual person being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem's name in their own individual way, with a sense of this all leading to Shabbos, all leading to the collective, all leading Yom Shikol Shabbos, to that perfect state where we're all in a state of being and no longer a state of doing. Have a wonderful Shabbos.